for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Spring Camp Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, April the 14th, 2017, Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on Messianic Psalms 22.
Well, hello, and God bless you. How many of you have been blessed so far?
Amen.
Amen. Some of you first-time believers, I pray that you were really blessed and excited by what you witnessed at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. You bear witness with that. Give Jesus Christ a hand. Let's move right ahead. First of all, giving honor to God as the head of all our lives,
Amen.
And to His precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, Amen. To His precious Holy Spirit, we thank God. Well, He's such a wonderful and mighty God that we serve, Amen. Brother Merrill, thank God for you, for the assignments that God has given you here, to Kevin, to Patty, of the other staff members and other fivefold ministry believers. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Can you hear me okay? Okay. Let's pray, please. Holy Father, I pray in Jesus Christ's name that you'll give me wisdom and revelation. And Father, I pray that you will humble myself here and let this message also apply to myself. Not only to the people, but apply to myself, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the people will be blessed in Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, give me, Lord, the authority to teach, the anointing to teach. Father, that you may be glorified, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the preeminent. And I love, before we start anything or we do anything, I love to recognize Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's all about Him, isn't it? Amen. Well, give Him a little praise. Before we get into our message, before I give you the subject, brother, I want to share something prophetic with you. On the Hebrew alphabet, there are pictorial letters. And one of the pictorial letters on the Hebrew alphabet is called Zayin. Z-A-Y-I-N. Thank God for you, brother. Amen. Amen. Bear witness with me. He knows where I'm going. Amen. Oh, is Zayin. Zayin is a picture of it looks like a sword, but on the top part of the handle, it looks like a crown. Okay? There are many biblical truths in the Hebraic alphabet, or there are many prophetic truths. That's what I should be saying correctly. We're in 2017, and many of you know the Gregorian calendar, there are many gods and goddesses. But on the Hebraic calendar, there's much prophetic truth. We're in 5777 on the Hebraic calendar. Amen? Alright. When you look at the picture of Zayin on the Hebraic calendar, it looks like the picture of a sword or a weapon. Some Hebraic writers say it looks like the picture of a crowned man with a sword. And we know that Jesus, Yeshua, is the crown man with the sword. In Hebraic writings, the word Zayin means sword, it means weapon, but it means something very prophetic. And from that pictorial Hebraic picture, I prophesy to you, watch what happens in 2017.
Yes.
Sword or weapon means a year of conflict. The time of the sword, the time of the ruling sword. And all you have to do, saints of God, is just look around you.
That's right.
Take a look around you. From the White House to the outhouse. From the ghetto to the ghetto. Just look around. You will see there's conflict everywhere. This is a year that there's going to be conflict in the White House. Among nations, we see it with the Russian bear that's come out of a hibernation.
That's right.
We see Ezekiel chapter 38 with Iran,
right.
Persia. We see the alignment of Russia and Iran. We see Revelation 16, the kings of the east with China. We see Lil Kim in North Korea.
Yeah.
Lil Kim,
yeah.
I prophesy. Little Kim is going to get smaller and smaller before it's over. So we're in a season, or we're in a time of conflict. Like Brother Merrill said earlier today, it's time to know Jesus. Let me give you one more before we get into our subject. How many of you remember the scripture that Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace, but he came to bring a sword? So he's the crown man with the sword. Is that right? He said he's come to set at variance the mother against the... I know where I'm going, Tommy.
Yes.
I met a young man just the other day. He said, I don't know what it is. He said, I'm having problems in my marriage. I said, talk to me, brother. He said, I'm a believer, but my wife is not. I said, there's a sword in the house. There's a crown man with a sword that's setting at variance that which is not like him. So I want you to pray, saints. We're in a season. We're in a year, 5777. 2017, 5 is supernatural grace. 7 is divine completion. You have 3 sevens there. That God will give us supernatural grace to endure the conflicts that are coming this year.
Now,
if you bear witness to that, give Jesus Christ another praise. My wife had a dream, and we have a way of waking up in the morning. Honey, what did the Lord tell you? We pray for instruction before we come to minister, and we'll wake up and I'll listen to what she has to say.
Amen.
So she said, honey, I have a dream for you. You've been praying about what to bring to Lake Hamilton. What's the heart of the Father? And I said, okay, give me the dream, honey. She said, in the dream, I was at Sister Jerry's house. She said, and Sister Carla was there. And you and I was there. And she said, Sister Carla reached up on the top of a refrigerator, and she had a note. And Sister Carla asked Sister Jerry, what's on the note? And in the dream, Sister Jerry said, Psalms 22. And she said, give that note to Brother Kerner. Now, don't we serve a mighty God? Don't we serve a wonderful God? Is that right? Don't we serve a God? Listen, he knows how to seal our instruction. Isn't that good? The only problem I have with that dream, Sister Jerry, you didn't give me time to open your refrigerator and pull out a T-bone steak and some cherry cheesecake. Because I'd open that refrigerator and pull out some T-bones or some cherry cheesecake. All right, I want to give you our subject, Messianic Psalms chapter 22. And this is what I believe from the prophetic dream that God gave to us, the minister from the book of Psalms. Chapter 22. Messianic is not a big word at all. In the Wikipedia, Messianic means relates to a Messiah or a religious savior. In the Cambridge Dictionary, Messianic means one who has power to change the world and bring peace. Okay? In the Free Dictionary, is Messianic relates to what? The Messiah, Yeshua. Okay. So when you hear the word messianic, it's not a big word. It just relates to Jesus. Now, In Psalm chapter 22, we're going to find that David prophesied Christ's crucifixion. David prophesied Christ's crucifixion 1,000 more years before it even happened.
That's right.
And he prophesied detail by detail. And many of you know the scripture that Jesus Christ fulfilled the book of Psalms. Amen. Isn't that a powerful blessing?
Amen.
All right, let's move forward. All right. In Psalm chapter 22, let's read verse 1 and 2. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and the words of my groaning? Look at verse 2 closely. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you answer not, and by night I am not silent, for I find no rest. We see these messianic words prophesied by King David, and these same exact words were spoken of by Jesus Christ at the crucifixion. You'll find that in St. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. That's St. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Many believers feel forsaken. I see it all the time in many of my travels. There's a lot of believers that feel forsaken. Christ felt forsaken. You ever, someone who knows God, they trust God, but they feel like, God, you have forsaken me. The word forsaken means left to fend for yourself. It means rejection, or a spirit of rejection begins to pursue you. It means to be deserted. It means to be abandoned. Or you may have feelings of abandonment, of withdrawal of support and protection. In other words, to be cast off or to feel a loss of God's presence. You know God. You trust God. But now you feel like God has what? Forsaken you. Has anybody ever been in that arena? Have anybody ever been in that modus operandi? Well, I have. I felt forsaken. I felt abandoned. I felt like the presence of God at one time had left me. Look at verse 2. Even though David prophesied Psalm 22, he himself endured similar agony. That's Jesus Christ. He cried out to God, and the Lord was what? Silent. What are some of the reasons why God can be silent? Well, let me give you a few of them. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says it's a time for God to be silent. Could God be silent in your life because he's waiting to see if you will trust him in your crucifixion? You yourself, you're going through a crucifixion. And maybe he's silent because he's waiting to see if you will trust him. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6, he stopped talking to King Saul because of Saul's disobedience. Could it be that God is silent because you're disobedient? The Bible says he wouldn't even speak to King Saul anymore by the Urim or the Thummim, or even by dreams or by vision. Could it be that God is silent because you are in a season of fiery testing and it's flashing across your television screen? This is only a test. This is only a test. This is only a test. Don't adjust your cable channel. You could be going through a testing period because what? God is silent. How many times in my life when I was going through a crucifixion, I have gone to the place of a skull mentality, mindset. Man, I didn't know what was going on. God, where are you? I'm a believer. I trust you. I love you. I feel abandoned by you. This is only a test. This is only a test. Saints, even when he's silent, love him. Even when he's silent, seek his face. Even when he's silent, cry out to him because he's your God. He's Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Elohim. He's your God and he's your Savior. And listen, he will never forsake you.
neither will he abandon you.
Let's look at verses 3, 4, and 5 of Psalm chapter 22. But you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place, where the praises of Israel are offered. Verse 4, our fathers trusted you, and they trusted, leaned on, relied on, and were confident, and you delivered them. Look at verse 5. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you. They leaned on and confidently relied on you and were not ashamed or confounded, or one translation says disappointed. How many of you know that God will keep his promise or he will keep his oath? If he said it, you can believe it, because God is going to bring that situation to pass. The enemy wants to tell you that God doesn't love you, God doesn't speak to you anymore, God is angry with you, and then you find yourself getting angry with God. Saints of God, it's time that we stop believing the devil's lie. Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Look at verse 6. But I am a worm and a no man. I am a scorned of men and despised by what? The people. Jesus felt rejected. As a believer, there are times when rejection will come in your life. And even to the point where he was despicable among men, and even to the point where he had went through so much suffering, he felt like a worm. Let me tell you something that blessed me so. I found out about a Toloch worm. T-O-L-A-F. A Toloch worm in Hebrew has three funny words. The word Toloch in Hebrew means worm, maggot, and grub. And it sounds like what some of my drill instructors tell me in the Marine Corps. Amen. When we're in boot camp. The Toloch is a red worm, and where the red tie of the Toloch is a prophetic picture. Now let me give you a prophetic picture of a Toloch worm. He has a red dye. When the parents die, they cling to a tree. They die on a tree. The babies begin to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the parents. Okay? And then, while they're clinging to the tree. Now let me go back and say that again. The parents die, Toloch worm, the children drink the blood and eat the flesh. Is that right? While they cling to a tree. Okay? Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 26. Let's look at verses 26 and 28. St. Matthew chapter 26. Look at verses 26 and 28. Now as they were eating, verse 26, Jesus took bread and praising God gave thanks and asked them to bless it to their use. And when he had broken it, he gave it to the disciples and said, take ye, eat of it. Look at verse 27. And he took a cup, and while he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. Now look at verse 28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which ratifies the agreement, and is being poured out for many for the what? Forgiveness of sin. We see a prophetic picture here of the Toloch worm, where Jesus was despised and rejected of men and felt like a worm. But we see the Toloch worm, what happens there, they eat the flesh and drink the blood. This is what we're supposed to do as believers of the parents while they cling to a tree. The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 39, that Jesus died where? Upon a tree. We say the cross, but it was what? A tree. Hello, saints. I'm about truth. Okay? All right. Let's move on. It's going to get better. Look at Psalm chapter 22, verse 7 and 10. All who see me laugh at me and mock me, they shoot out the lip, they shake their head, saying, verse 8, he trusted and rolled himself on the Lord, that he would deliver him, let him deliver him, seeing that he delights what? In him. Look at verse 9. Yet you are he who took me out of the womb, you made me hope and trust when I was on my mother's breast. Verse 10, I was cast upon you from my very birth, from my mother's womb, you have what? Been my God. Okay? All right. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, the Bible says, be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to do what? To help me. Is that correct? Jesus had prophetic sensitivity. Jesus began to sense that trouble was headed his way. Whether the Sanhedrin, whether the Roman authorities, whether the Roman soldiers, whether the companies of evildoers who Jesus was persecuted by, slapped and beaten and beard pulled and abused and the whole nine yards. Okay? But we see, he said, that trouble was near. In other words, David prophesied that Yeshua will cry out for divine help. And he prophesied the exact words before Christ was crucified, that trouble was near. Now here's something that caught my attention real good. In the Hebraic language, it said that Jesus was sensing not only trouble, but he was sensing the satanic principalities and powers seeking to try to devour him through the Roman authorities, through the Sanhedrin, through the soldiers, through the company of evildoers. Now, watch this closely. In verse 12, the Bible says, many foes like bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have hedged me in. Jesus said that many of my enemies were like what? Strong bulls. Strong bulls of what? Of Bashan had hedged what? Had hedged me in. In other words, these were men with the fury and fierceness of bulls, wicked and violent enemies, among the authorities, among the soldiers, and among the company of evildoers. Why would Jesus Christ identify strong bulls of Bashan? Now here's a thought for you here. 5 W's. Who, what, why, when, where? Why would Jesus identify it as strong bulls of Bashan? Because I'm going to show you something here. That Jesus, when he identified that trouble was coming, I'm going to show you that Jesus identified that demonic portals will begin to open up against him. And I'm going to show you that Jesus identified Bashan as a gateway to hell or a demonic portal that was opening up against him. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Let's look at verse 23. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Let's look at verse 23. In 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 23, and the people of the half tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. Their settlement spread from, there's your word, Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. And I want you to get this in your thoughts right now. Bashan and Mount Hermon. Bashan and Mount Hermon. Okay? Alright. So, I want you to focus on Bashan and Mount Hermon, which is a mountainous area, which is a slope area, which is a fertile area, which is an area of fruitful and a stoneless plain. Now, Bashan and Mount Hermon, according to Jewish thought, were called portals of hell. Or they were called the gateways to hell. Listen to the closer. And isn't it amazing that Bashan and Mount Hermon are near the border of Syria and Lebanon? And we can see now with Assad that Syria is chaotic at this time. Is that right? There's a lot of chaos going on there in Syria. Now, let me bless you. Since we identified Bashan and we're going to identify Mount Hermon, and we said that in Jewish thought that they were portals or they were gateways to hell. I want you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 4, please. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, let's look at verse 4. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 4, and I want you to place on your thinking caps here. Look at verse 4. After he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan. Og, king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth and Inareth. Now, Og, king of Bashan, was a giant. Og, king of Bashan, was a Nephilim. In Hebrew thought, Bashan was the place of the land of the giants. Yeah. Now, think with me now. Here is Jesus saying trouble is near. the Roman authorities, the soldiers, the Sanhedrin, the company of evildoers, the whole nine yards. But then he said, strong bulls of Bashan are my enemy. Not only did he identify many of the authorities and the soldiers as having the fiercest of bulls, but Jesus focused on Bashan because he began to identify that there were demonic gateways and demonic portals that were being opening up during the time of the abuse and during the time of the crucifixion. Now let me bless you again. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 3. Look at verse 11 and 13. In verse 11 it says, "For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the gigantic Rephaim." And look what it says, "Behold, his bedstack was of iron. Is it not in Rabbah of the Ammonites? 9 cubits was his length, 4 cubits his breadth, using the cubit of a man, the forearm to the end of a middle finger." So here we see again that Bashan was the place of the land of the giants. Og was Nephilim. He was a giant. The Rephaim were giants. Okay? So in Hebraic talk, Bashan was the area of the Nephilim or the giants. Now I'm going to get to Mount Hermon. To the ancient Israelite, Bashan was a land of nightmares and fearsome demonic monsters. And I want you to think with me now. Our Lord and Savior, he defeated those principalities and powers. When those portals and those gateways began to open up, he identified the principalities that were the geographical location, the geographical stronghold, where his entry of attacks were coming from. Listen to this. There's a man by the name of Dr. Michael Heisler. And he said that Bashan was also called the land of the serpent. And we know that in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, that Satan is identified as what? A serpent. As of today, Bashan is an ideal place for raising bulls. I'm talking about fat bulls, healthy bulls. Isn't that a pattern there? All right, turn to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 19. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 39. Let's look at verse 19. Look at verse 18. Verse 18, "You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the prince of the earth, of the rams of the lambs, of goats, and of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan." Fatlings of Bashan. Bullocks. East of the what? Jordan. Okay? So Bashan was the land of well-fed bulls. Bashan was a gateway portal to the demonic realm of hell, according to David as he prophesied in Psalm 22. Now, high-level demonic portals that opened up against Yeshua during the time of the crucifixion. Bashan and Mount Hermon. The Encyclopedia Britannica says these words. Mount Hermon also means a forbidden place. 4th century Jerome, he was a Bible translator. Let me tell you what he said. He said that Mount Hermon was an anathema. And we know that anathema is what? A curse. Is that right? Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. Is that right? It talks about an anathema. It talks about a curse. Mount Hermon, according to Hebraic writings, and the book of Enoch, was a mountaintop where the watcher angels descended and corrupted the human race. Now, I have in my bag right now the book of Enoch. You go to the book of Jude, verse 14, you can see about Enoch. Okay? But according to Hebraic writings, Mount Hermon was the place of the watcher angels. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 and 4. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. The book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through what? 4. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, "And when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them," verse 2, "the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair." That's a Nazarene lady. Mm-hmm. These angels, okay? "And they took wives all they desired and chose." Look at verse 3. "Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, shall not forever dwell and strive with man, for he is flesh, but his days shall be yet but 120 years. Now look at verse 4 real closely. "There were giants on the earth in those days. Afterward, when the sons of God lived with the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. They were mighty men. They were called the men of what? Renown. And let me say that again. Mount Hermon and Hebraic writings was the area where the watchers descended. Is that right? And let's take the book of Genesis, has it here, Genesis 6. And in that area, right there on Mount Hermon and Bashan, was when they saw the daughters of men, they began to have sex with these women, and the babies that were born, which were human angelic hybrids, these human angelic hybrids that were born, saints of God, they were born in the area of Mount Hermon and Bashan. Here's our Lord and Savior. He identified the portals. He identified the realms of entry. He identified the attacks. He said, strongholds of Bashan. Not only was Jesus dealing with the wicked men who had the fist of the bull of bulls or manifesting as well-fed bulls, saints of God, but Jesus was identifying, hello, Brother Randy, he was identifying, hello, saints of God, the fact that his attack was coming from the era of Bashan, where the watcher angels had descended and tried to corrupt the human race with human angelic hybrids. All right. Let's move a little further. In Psalm chapter 22, let's look at verse 13. Psalm chapter 22, verse 13. The Bible says, against me they opened their mouths wide like a ravening and roaring lion. Jesus is saying his enemies of the same religious hymn said he's been these bloodthirsty authorities, these bloodthirsty soldiers, this bloodthirsty company of evildoers. They opened their mouths wide as what? A roaring lion. 1 Peter 5:8 says, your adversary, the devil, walketh about as what? A roaring lion. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. But there are counterfeit lions. There are counterfeit lion demonic spirits, saints of God. Now let me bless you again about human animal hybrids. The Nephilim during that time, Bashan and Mount Hermon. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look at verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 20. I want everybody to stretch a little bit. We don't want Bashan and Mount Hermon being the spirit of heaven. See, man? All right. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 20. And Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many noble acts, slew two lion-like men. Look what it says, saints of God. Slew two what? Lion-like men. Slew two human animal hybrids. Brother Randy was talking to me last night about the manifestations among the ley lines. Saints of God, we're in that time when the Nephilim are making their appearance. Jesus identified them at the crucifixion. He identified their gateways. He identified their portals. He identified where the manifestation was coming against him among the authorities. Now, I see this is powerful. This is blessed. And when you study the book of Enoch, you will also find out that the fallen angels corrupted the animals. Not only did they have sex with the women, but they corrupted the animals. And one could only wonder, why is it in Egypt you see these hybrid gods, sphinx? Hello, brother. That's right. That's right, brother. How do you sphinx and these different statues? What's the three-headed dog of hell? But anyway, all these human animal hybrids. And let me tell you something else, saints. The technology to create werewolves and human animal hybrids in this year of 2017 is already in place. You're talking about, what's the Spanish word? El hombre lobo? Werewolf? The technology for El hombre lobo, a werewolf, is alive and well on planet Earth. You would be surprised what's going on in these military bases in these towns. Let's go back to Psalm chapter 22. In the book of Psalm chapter 22, let's look at verse 14. Jesus, David is prophesying about the crucifixion. He says, I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of what? Joint. My heart is like wax. It is softened with anguish and melted down within me. Look at verse 15. My strength is dried up like a fragment of clay pottery. With thirst, my tongue cleaves to my jaw. You have brought me, Lord, to the dust of death. Look what it says in verse 14. My heart is like wax. I'm not a licensed medical practitioner. I don't know anything about the medical profession. That's not my forte. Is that right? Jesus said his heart was like wax. And I have a question that I want to permit to you today. I'm going to give you some scriptures. Did Jesus die of a broken heart? I watched over 30 hospitals that said, you can die of a broken heart. Yeah. I've read over 30 hospitals that have said that a broken heart can mimic a heart attack. Same symptoms. Cardiomyopathy, stress-induced, chest pains, heart muscle stun, irregular heartbeats. I've known people, the wife would pass. A couple hours later, the husband would die. Then in my family, my mother passed. 4 months later, my sister had a broken heart. She passed. Saints of God, if you're dealing with a broken heart, you need deliverance. Because a broken heart can manifest, is that Ecclesiastes 7:17? It says, why should you die before the time? A broken heart can manifest a premature death. The American www.heart.org wrote an article in August 18th of 2016. They say it's a scientific fact of a broken heart. That you can die of a broken heart. Let's go back to Psalm chapter 22. Let's look at verse 16. For like a pack of dogs, they have encompassed me. A company of evildoers have encircled me. They pierced my hands and they pierced my what? Feet. Now we know that there were no natural animals there. Hello, German Shepherd, the Rottweiler, the Fido, the Butch. We know that. Is that right? But we know that there were some unclean men there. Is that right? Bloodthirsty Sanhedrins, okay, the abuse of him that led to crucifixion, the authorities, the Roman soldiers, and even the company, the evildoers. Now, he said dogs. What is significant about dogs? Well, let's find out about dogs. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23. Let's look at verses 17 and 18. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 17 and 18. In verse 17, there shall be no cult prostitute, I'm coming from the Amplified, among the daughters of Israel, neither shall there be a cult prostitute, a sodomite, among the sons of Israel. Now look at verse 18 real closely. You shall not bring the hire of a harlot or the price of a dog, a sodomite, in the Amplified translation, a dog, a sodomite, into the house of the Lord your God as a payment of a vow. For both of these, the gift and the giver, are an abomination to the Lord. We see sodomite, the Hebrew word, in verse 17 is kodesh, which means unclean male, sodomite, temple prostitute. We see verse 18, sodomite, dog, again, sodomite, male cut prostitute. When we look at the definition of a sodomite, we see the term sodomite is taken from the sin of Sodom. Sodomite is anyone who engages in homosexual or lesbian activity. Even the LGBT community, lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender community, falls under that headline of sodomite. It is safe for me to say that at the crucifixion, there were sodomites among the authorities. It is safe for me to say that there were sodomites among the Roman soldiers. Well, it's safe for me to say, and I'll tell you why. In Rome, they had a god by the name of Jupiter. Jupiter was one of the gods of the Roman Empire, and Jupiter was a homosexual deity. a homosexual deity in Rome was a sign that homosexuality and lesbianism ran rampant in Rome. Jesus knew exactly what he was identifying in the spirit. Dogs have encompassed me. Dogs have encircled me. Now, listen. If I go somewhere and mention sodomite, then the church, you know, they say I'm violating a 501c3, and they're ready to call the popo or the police and have me arrested. But I believe God is changing that. He's giving the church freedom.
Amen.
Because I've just seen one of the executive orders that bend the teeth.
Yes.
That's right.
We don't want to hurt anybody. We want to love everybody. But listen, sweetheart, darling, baby, if it's seen as an abomination, it stinks in God's nostrils. I don't care how we try to shake it or how we try to fit it. If it's in the violation of God's word, then it's wrong. Why did Paul write to the church at Rome in Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27? Turn to the book of Romans chapter 1. Why did Paul, the apostle, what did he identify in the spirit? Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Sin is sin. I don't identify with the rainbow on top of the Empire State Building. I don't identify with that. God's word said it, it's forever settled in heaven, and I believe it. I'm to love you, whether you be LGBT, but I hate the sin that possesses you. Look at Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Paul the apostle is writing to the church at Rome. For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passion. For the women changed their natural function for an unnatural and an abnormal one. Look at verse 27. And men also turned from natural relationship with a woman. Look what Paul is saying. Suddenly, burning out, consumed with lust for another man. Committing shameful acts with men, suffering in their bodies and personalities, the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing, and going astray, which was their fitting retribution. Now, if you drop down to verse 32, it says, and they are fully aware of God's righteous decree that they would do such things deserve to die. They not only do them, now this is New Testament, they not only do them themselves, but approve and applaud others who practice. I'm willing to stand on the word of God that there were sodomites. The abuse of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and even towards the crucifixion. It is safe for me to say that out of the spirit realm came dog spirits. There's a Muslim brother who converted to Christianity. His name was Walid Shubat. You can find that in www.shubat.com. He said in Rome, homosexuality was as common as marriage. It was widespread in the Roman army. He said even the Caesars were open sodomites. Young men were recruited into a homosexual army. And when I read that and identified, I can see what Christ was saying at the cross. Dogs have encompassed me. Dogs have encircled me. Jesus identified there was sodomites at the cross. Notice what they said in Psalm 22, verse 7. They shake their heads. What do dogs do? They wag their head. That's a manifestation. Hello, saints. We're in the house of the Lord. We can have some fun together, can't we?
Yes.
Hmm? I can see those demons going now. Bow, wow, yo, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. But they couldn't defeat him. Because he defeated all those principalities and powers. Is that right? At the cross. Well, let me say something with you. I found a gay manifesto. I'm not going to read all of it. I've got to read some of it. Because I want you to start praying to get your children. We shall sodomize your sons. Emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in the schools, in the dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in the army bunkhouse, in your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, and even in your houses of Congress. Wherever men are men together, your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. Women, you cry for freedom. You say you are no longer satisfied with a man. They make you unhappy. We counsel that the master of the faith, the master of the feet, shall take your men from you then. We will amuse them, we will instruct them, we will embrace them when they weep. Women, you say you wish to live with each other instead of being with a man. What is it? Then go and be with each other. We shall give your men pleasure they have never known because we are men too. I don't want to go no further than this. Strong bones have encompassed. Modern. Alright? Then we have the lion manifestations. Alright? Now we enter the door. Sardis. As I stand on the word of God, I believe that they will have. Let's go back to Psalm chapter 22. Psalm chapter 22, let's look at verse 17 and 19. Verse 17, I count on my bones, the evildoers gaze at me. Verse 18, they gamble my clothing, or they part my clothing among them, and cast lots for my raiment. A long shirt-like garment, a sinless undertone. Verse 19, be not far from me, O Lord. O my Lord, help, hasten to aid me. Now look at verse 20 real closely. Deliver my life from the sword, my delight, my only one, from the power of the dog, the agent of execution. Now, this is giving us some insight here. The power of the dog, which was what? An agent of execution. Was Jesus discerning the agent of execution as a dog? Now, this may sound harsh, what I'm saying, but it's in the Bible. Okay? All right. Deliver my soul. Okay, deliver my soul. Okay, look at Deuteronomy. Psalm chapter 22, look at verse 21. Save me from the lion's mouth, for you have answered me kindly from the horns of the wild oxen. You have assured me kindly from the horns of the wild oxen, which is a Hebraic expression, which means God finally answered me from the horns of the wild oxen or from the unicorn. It's just a Hebraic expression. That God finally answered me from the horns of the unicorn or from the wild oxen. Spurgeon. How many of you know Charles Spurgeon?
Amen.
Amen. All right, that's good. Spurgeon said, having the spirit deliverance in the past from great enemies and strong demonic animals, he uttered his last cry for rescue from death, which was upon him as a fierce mighty lion. His prayer was heard, and the gloom of the cross departed. Spurgeon did say something that caught my attention. He went from humiliation to glory. He went from humiliation to glory. If you can't suffer now, if you can't sacrifice now, if you can't accept humiliation now to step into a dimension of greater glory and authority, Jesus moved from humiliation, says Spurgeon, to glory. From a fiery trial to triumph. Where are the strong believers now? Where are the believers who are standing strong? God, regardless of what comes in my way, I'm standing with Jesus. Regardless of the attacks of the enemy, for Christ I live, for Christ I die. Take me through fire and trial. Take me through humiliation. I'm stepping into glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Where are the believers, saints of God? Where are the believers who are hungry, who are saying that whatever happens into this flesh, that if my earthly house of this heaven will be dissolved, I have a building not made with hands, where? Eternal in the heaven. Destroy this body, then I got another house. I got another temple that Jesus has going on.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What do we see here? We see our Lord and Savior endured suffering. Jesus paid the price for each and every one of you, even myself. Now let's look at verse 22. That's Elijah. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The Savior now speaks, he's risen from the dead, humiliation to glory, trial to triumph. He's going to declare his name among the brethren in the midst of the congregation. He's praising God for his deliverance. When that dream came, I told my wife, I said, honey, did you ever
that real? Let's pray about that. Well, let's see what the Lord is saying. But I believe it. And I believe that God wanted to speak to somebody in summer. What did we say? Christ's feelings of rejection by God. My God. My God. Why have you forsaken me? We see that in verse 1 through 5. What else do we see? In verse 6 through 13, we see Christ's rejection by man. Cruel men, the Son of God, were treated like a worm. What do we see in verse 13? The opening of the demonic portals, Mount Hermon and Bashan. Verse 14 and 18, what do we see? Christ poured out his life like water. His strength drowned. A pack of dogs encircling him. What do we see? The casting of lot for his reigns. Verse 19 and 22, we see a prayer for deliverance in verse 19 and 22. God hears the cry of what? A suffering. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Saints, this Psalm 22, this messianic psalm, should stir up your faith. That whatever fiery trial, whatever suffering that you're enduring, or whatever pain you're going, stand. Stand firm. Be sensitive in the spirit, prophetically. Pray for discerning of spirits. I hear so much about spiritual mapping. Jesus, when trouble was coming, he was prophetically sensitive. And what really touched me? My whole heart. Not only did that whole Psalm 22 bless me, but what really touched my heart when he said, strongholds of Bashan. And that made me really, through the power of the Holy Spirit, explore what is Bashan? Bashan was the land of Jacob. Not that from Raphaim, the Zimunzins. Thank you, but help me out. The Zimunzins. Okay? That's good. Ark, king of Bashan. Hello, saints. Portal of Gateway Hill in Hebrew. Isn't that good? Can you identify spirits as dogs and as lions and as what? Many churches that you go to, I'm getting ready to end. They read that verse, Ephesians 6, 12. We wrestle not. Let me say that again. They wrestle not. When you speak about deliverance, it sends shivers up some people's spine. Oh, come on. There's confusion in the apostolic, there's confusion in the prophetic. Hello, thank you, brother. But we are coming into a time, Psalms 22, you're going to have to pray for the discerning of spirits. Is that right? You've got to pray for sensitivity. You've got to know where your attacks are coming from. This is what I learned from Psalm 22. Amen? And in the final analysis, Jesus got the victory. If you love Psalms 22, give Jesus praise.
Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, I thank you for using me, Father, in Psalms 22. I thank you, Father, for how you blessed this congregation. And I pray that a revelation will be imparted in their life. And I pray that you will give them a hunger to go this. In the name of Jesus. I want everybody to bow their head for me. Anybody living a day, who have hurt you, wounded you, you might have been molested, you might have been raped. Church hurt. Zechariah 13, wounded in the house of my friends. Fire arrows for the whisperer, the gossiper. Flaming arrows of death causing pain in your back, nerves running down your leg. Anybody living a day, you have not forgiven, divorce, separation, employee, borrowers, family, whether they're living or dead, you're going to have to forgive. I want you right now to ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. In the innermost of your being, ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart right now. Father, I hold no ore against you.
grandma and grandpa. I have no hatred of my parents. No hatred of my parents at all. My mother, my father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I have no hatred for anybody, aunts, uncles, or living or dead. Spouse, husband, wife. And God, search my heart. And I want everybody to search their hearts right now. Church. I've been running into a lot of hatred of parents, hatred of mother, hatred of father. I've been running into that a lot lately. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to search your innermost being. In the name of Jesus. I want you to forgive. You've got to mean it from your heart. Not just say it in your mind. It's got to come from your heart, man. In the name of Jesus. I also notice there's a lot of medical problems. Many of the saints pray for many of you. Many of you got much deliverance. But I want to go after some medical problems. Many churches you go into, people are sick. Diabetes, stroke, aneurysm, heart attack, cancer. And much of the GMO foods that you eat, palm oil, cottonseed, vegetable oil, it's causing heart attacks and stroke. High fructose, bladder cancer, liver cancer, high blood pressure, salt, sodium. Monosodium glutamate, rage up in the mind, causing rage. And after you search your hearts, I want you to just raise your hand in the name of Jesus. Father, we forgive. We have no resentment, no bitterness toward anybody living or dead in the name of Jesus. We forgive right now in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus' name. Father, I bind with the spells and vows in the heavens. I bind every demonic strong man operating in and through us, even beneath our feet, in the name of Jesus. I pray you will send legions of holy angels of flaming souls of fire. Oh God, in Jesus' name, to assist the deliverance ministers in praying for the people, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a cloud to appear in this place, a cloud of glory. A cloud of glory to begin to appear in this place and move in the area of deliverance. Father, you said that we will do strange acts and strange works in the last days. And Father, we're stepping out on the gift of faith and believing by faith that God can set free. I want everybody that's here to be serious about your deliverance. Deliverance is not a quick fix. One thing about deliverance, you've got to continue to work out your salvation with fear and with what? Trembling. Alright? It's not a quick fix. It's not a quick high. You know, when God sets you free in some of those areas, you're going to have to continue to pray yourself and do self-deliverance to keep the enemy out. Is that right? Alright. All these soul invaders. We've got a lot of invaders coming against the souls of the believers in Jesus' name. Alright, let's get started. Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will align with holy angels, Hebrews 1, ministering spirits, ministering angels. You will align them up, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Saints of God, we are serious right now. This is nothing to play with. Is that right? Alright, I bind every spirit of violence right now. There will be no violence in this place. And we bind every confusion spirit. There will be no confusion. You will come out as commanded. You will obey rank and file. Rank and file. Alright, in the name of Jesus. Alright, I command right now, chest pain, broken heart. You are heartbroken. And I command the broken heart to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Out. Father, I ask that the holy angels will bring them out right now in Jesus' name. You are broken heart because of separation, because of divorce, because of the death of a family member. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, broken heart, out. Heart attack. Preventive death through heart attacks in Jesus Christ's name. I come against aneurysm to the brain. Stroke. I break the family line curse of stroke. You got strokes on your family line. I break it off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I come against right now stomach problems, rebellion. God struck King Asa because of his rebellion. He struck him in his lower intestines. He struck him in his abdomen because of his rebellion. His rebellion. That's right. Come on out of here now in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Come on out of here now in Jesus Christ's name. Alright, there's some stubborn spirits here, so we're gonna get a kick started. I want everybody to give me a big call and watch them pull out of there. Come on. Here they come. Let's go. Out of the stomach right now. Out of the stomach in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Out of there in Jesus' name. Three, my cause, O Lord, for them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. All right, I break all curses of high blood pressure. High blood pressure on your family line. Come on, I break that now. Come on out of there. Out of there, high blood pressure. It's connected with anger and rage and temper tantrum. Come on, high blood pressure and blood metabolism. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, I come against right now blindness because of high blood pressure. I come against paralysis. I come against stroke. I come against heart attack because of high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Fall into a cloud of fire. A cloud of fire will appear in Lake Hamilton in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, come on out of here. Cancer, breast tumors of the breast. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of there. Tumors of the breast, cancer in Jesus' name. Come on, cancer of the womb. Come on, of the womb. All the womb cancer spirits, come out now. Come on, bring them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Fear of cancer, fear of death, fear of dying. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Bring them out of there now. Come on. A cloud of glory, Father. A cloud of glory. Come on. Come on out of there now. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. I come against mental illness. Come on. Mind control. Mind binding. Mind blocking. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Mind binding. Mind blocking. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. I break the curse of sorcery. I break that curse of sorcery right now in the name of Jesus. I command spirits in your glands. Come on, all of the glands. All these spirits aligning in the glands. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ. Come on, bring them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, bring them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now. Cataracts, glaucoma. Cataracts, glaucoma, blindness of the eyes. You curse your parents. You curse your parents. It affected your eyes. Come on out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Father, let the cloud of glory, let a cloud of your glory, your fire, move in this audience right now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, deaf and dumb spirits. I come against deaf and dumb. Come on. Out of it. Hearing. Come on, move in Jesus' name. Come on, move in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, deaf and dumb. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against right now the pain spirits. If you remove worry and vexation, you can remove pain. Come on, out of it. All the pain spirits. Pain in the back, pain in the head, pain in the neck. Come on, move. Pain in the shoulders. If you remove worry, you can remove pain. Come on, all the pain spirits out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move out of the people in the name of Jesus. All right, come on out of there. Come on, shortness of breath, lung problems, breathing problems. All right, go. That's right. Keep moving. We command you to go. Go where Jesus Christ will send you. We command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Father, let the sword of the Lord strike the enemy. Let the sword of the Lord strike those spirits right now. Let the sword of the Lord strike those spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Our back problems. Come on, serpent in the back. Serpent in the back. Come on. I command that serpent in the back. Come on. Kundalini, come on, all the Kundalini spirits that you picked up in another church through the false laying on of hands. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, Kundalini. Come on out of there now. All the Kundalini spirits right now in Jesus' name. Father, bruise the head of the serpents. Punish the serpents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, hurt in the marriage. Marriage hurt. Hurt by wife, hurt by husband. Come on, hurt by wife, hurt by husband, abuse by husband. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Physical abuse in the relationship, mental abuse, spiritual abuse. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your cloud of glory begin, continue to move above these people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. All right, all you wicked spirits. Come on, let's go back to cancer. Yes, cancer is running through the United States of America. All the cancer spirits, come out now. Out of hand.
I break all curses and cancel with his demons. Come on, out, move, 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 go with Jesus Christ for sin. Come on out of it now. Come on out of it now. Come on, come on. We don't have to scream at you. We can just give you a command. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, move, 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 move in Jesus Christ's name. All right, all hatred of parents, all of the hate you. You hate your father, you hate your mother. Come on, hate you, hate grandpa, you hate grandma. Come on out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. All right, come on, move, 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 in Jesus' name. I come against witches, all psychics, witches. Come on, going to see a soothsayer. You went to see a soothsayer. I'll break those curses of the soothsayer in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now. Witches, psychics, soothsayers, mediums, come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Bring those things out of there now. Bring those things out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, let's go back to mental illness. I come against mind-binding, mind-blocking, mind-control through medication. Come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Joint pain, cartilage pain. Come on. Pain in the joints. We command your body to release endorphins to lubricate your joints of your body. Come on. Out of there now. Cartilage, bone pain, back pain. Come on in Jesus' name. All right. That's right. Come on. Gene. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bone breaker. Problems in the bones. Come on, problems in the bones. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but a woman that maketh him ashamed is rottenness to his bones. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but when a woman makes a man ashamed is rotten to his bones. Come on, rotten bones. Come on, brittle bones. Dry bones. Come out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name. No moisture in the bones. When you have no moisture in the bones, you'll cause disease. Come on out of there now. Come on, out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against sexual spirits right now in Jesus' name. Masturbation. All the masturbation spirits. Come on out of there. Masturbation. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against lesbian tendencies. I break the curse of lesbianism and I come against lesbian tendencies where you look at another woman with lust. I come against tendencies of homosexuality. When you look at another man with lust. Come on, out of there. All the homosexuals, all the gay, the LGBT community, lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender community. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there, out of there. Come on, LGBT community. Come on, out of there now. I break those curses now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. I desire to be transsexual, transgender, transvestite. Come on. You want to dress like a woman? Come on. I break that curse off of you now. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Bring those things out of there, saints. Bring them out of there. Bring them out of there in Jesus' name. All right. All the fear spirits. Come on. All the fear spirits. A lot of your sickness is behind fear. Fear of death. Fear of dying. Fear I'm not going to get healed. Fear I'm not worthy. Fear I'll be sick. You know, come on. All the fear, all the terror, all the horror. Incest. Come on. Incest. Okay. Incest. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. I break all curses of incest. I break even the curse of Noah, even with the incest, in Jesus' name. All right, come on out of there now. Come on, read those things out of there now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ's name. Father, let the glory cloud, let that cloud of glory move to Lady Hamilton, Father. Oh, glory to God. Hurricane. Lord, let the cloud of glory move to set these captives free, God. Genuine deliverance, God. Let it move on the people right now. I come against vampire spirits. Draining, exhausted, tired. Come on, move in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right, let's move. All right, some of you are still being ministered to. Let me pray. In the name of Jesus.
Father, I pray that you will fill these people with gifts of the Holy Spirit. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, gift of faith, gift of mysteries. Revelation will begin to manifest into their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, we pray out of this deliverance, they'll be hungry for you. Hungry for the word of God and consecration and fasting and even prayer right now in Jesus' name. Father, we bind any demonic backlash on their vehicles, on their property, when they go home, in their relationships. We bind any demonic attacks with this deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we just want to give you praise, God, for the cloud, for your glory, cloud of glory, God, permeating Lake Hamilton today. We thank you for your holy presence, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Is there any other deliverance ministers have anything they want to come up and share? Let's go to the eyes again. All right. All the eyes. There's macular degeneration of the eyes. The Bible says that if you curse your mother and your father, the ravens, the birds shall eat out your eyes. Blindness. All right. Macular degeneration. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Rank and file. Line up. Line up out of there. Move. 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 Curse the blindness. Come on. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Okay. All right. Amen. All right. Well, that's about it. Yeah. And let's give Jesus a praise. Thank you for his glory. Thank you for his time. Hallelujah. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Is that right? All right. Father, we just thank you, God. Oh, we also find bull spirits and lion spirits and dog spirits. Is that right? Amen. Counsel your assignments in Jesus' name. One more time, give the Lord a prayer.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.